Call the Tuesday, June 20th County Council meeting to order. Madam Deputy Clerk, please call the roll.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Here.
Alderman Mayer.
Here.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderman Taylor.
Excused.
Alderman Barber.
Also excused.
Alderman Nelson.
Here.
And the mayor is here. Please rise and join in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item on the agenda, citizens' comment period. Is there any citizen wishing to speak on any subject? Please rise, come forward, give us your name and address for the record. Good afternoon. Evening.
Hi, my name is Evan Lampe, 3240 West Drexel Avenue, Franklin, Wisconsin. Just wanted to talk about the ordinance amendment for the UDO for allowing a temporarily allowing a structure to remain on a lot while building a new home, because that is going to be affecting the living situation of myself, my wife, and my six-week-old for the next 8 to 10 months. We currently live at the address I just listed. We've lived there for the last 3 years. We're in the process of getting a new home built. We have the contract signed and the plans all laid out. Now we just have to get the permit and get construction started, but the decision at this meeting would be affecting whether we're going to be living in our current house or whether we're going to be living somewhere temporarily and taking on the burden of moving and storing our possessions and everything for that construction period. So I would greatly appreciate if that amendment would go forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Doctor?
I'd like to, Jim Rudlevich, 9901 West Rawson Avenue. I've been a member of the city, a citizen for 30 years. I'd like to speak with item number three, the amendment of bringing the using Connex boxes to use as cafes. I have three reasons why I would object to it. Number one, I'm aware of what Connex boxes are. I had two tours of Vietnam. I stored my medical gear and things in Connex boxes. I'm also aware of how Connex boxes can be converted into small apartments. I've seen it on TV many a time. This, if you go to the Business Journal and you look at what they are presenting, it's an abortion of an architecture. God, how anyone would want to put this on? It's everything contrary to what the Zimmerman people are trying to make of this park. Go to the Business Journal, take a look at it, what they've done. It looks terrible. Number two, we're promoting. This is a family, the Rock is supposed to be a family gathering, promoting young youth. We don't want beer in there. And when they're having ball games, this is something that we're trying to keep our young people away from, in alcohol. And now here we're promoting it, having cafes and beer and the like and liquor. And for that reason, there's other examples. Elkhorn County Fair, one of the largest fairs in the southeastern part of Wisconsin. They don't have alcohol. If you go to Racine County, they have it locked up into a large fenced in area because they're worried about their youth and what it says to the youth. Number three, according to the ordinance or the agreement of the ROC, it was 4.22 or 4.2.2. I'll quote it. Prior to the start of any construction activities, this is the agreement of the sports park construction existing infrastructure. Prior to the start of any construction activities, including any subsequent alterations, renovations, improvements to the property, the operator shall submit any and every and all detailed sports park plans and specifications and any revisions thereof to the county and to the architecture and engineering division of the Milwaukee County Department of the Administrative Services and to the Wisconsin DNR, together with the name of the operator's proposed contractor review and written approval. Further,
The provision requires that Article 4 and its subpart shall apply with equal force and effect. In other words, they have to be submitted first to the county and to the and Wisconsin Department of DNR by their own contract with the county. I think the Zimmerman people presenting it here are trying to do an end run. And I think, and I want to bring it to the knowledge of the Common Council. And I would submit that Mr. Wasileski check that contract again to make sure what I said is true. But Attorney Zaleski looked it up, and he would have been here, but he had a prior commitment. I'm trying to represent him. I'm not an attorney. I'm a physician. And I would recommend that our city attorney look into it before we make any decisions onto it, because otherwise this decision here would be null and void, because it's supposed to be first by the county and the in Wisconsin DNR. Thank you.
Thank you, Doctor. Anyone else? Seeing no one else, I will close citizen comment period. For the record, Alderman Taylor has arrived at 6:35. Move on to item C1, approval of the minutes of the regular Common Council meeting of June 6th. Any additions or corrections?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Also in your packet is minutes from the special Common Council meeting of June 12th. Any additions or corrections? Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion of that? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to item G1, a contract with Elders for financial services relative to a potential TIF district in Area G. Mr. Hertzberg.
So as outlined in the packet, we have a potential development opportunity within Area G. A large portion of land in that area has recently been acquired by Bear Development. There's other surrounding properties as well that are developable. There are some infrastructure challenges out there. The greatest concern is the access to water. Is significantly far away from Area G. So there's an opportunity here that we could look at the creation of a tax increment district to support water extension primarily, but potentially other uses or other activities as well, to activate lands within that area that has previously been defined as Area G. There's some maps in your packet from some previous studies, including a study from Grafe in 2015, that outlines a potential area that could be inclusive of a district. Within that land, there's a potential industrial user looking for 30 acres of land. There have been some discussions about this at this time. The name of that user remains confidential, but presents an opportunity for the city to take advantage of that opportunity and create development in that area. If the infrastructure is laid there, we believe that there's significant value attached to the rest of the land there beyond the 30-acre development for this industrial user if we can figure this out. So the proposal here is to contract Ehlers. There's multiple phases. We've gone through this before, but that first phase of the contract, as well as looking at some alternative analysis, or the opportunity for some alternative analysis in that first phase. Ehlers would then come back, provide a feasibility analysis to you all as we continue to move forward with the project. And then at that time, we would make a decision about whether or not to move forward with drafting up a project plan and carrying forth with efforts to create the actual district.
The request is for $9,450 out of your budget.
Correct.
Questions for the director? Is there a motion regarding this matter?
I have a question. I already asked.
Well, I got the Alder question. Taylor. Yeah, I'm just kind of contemplating the question. So, assuming Ballpark Commons moves forward, which I have full confidence that it will, and we do what we need to do in the southeast corner of the community, do we have the manpower to handle doing this? I mean, that's to me, you know, it's not about the budget amount. It's about, can we do three things at once? Because I have real concerns that we can.
I absolutely believe that we can. I believe one of the reasons we can do that is because each of the projects is at different stages. And so realizing that we've got things kind of operating in a different timeline than each other, I feel confident that we can carry forward. And at the same time, as a community, I'd hate to forego an opportunity. And so I think myself and folks I work with are committed to moving economic development forward within this community.
Now,
we'll do what it takes.
Now, Bear, I wasn't here when they were looking at this area back in time. So they've been, you know, in the looking at this vicinity for over 3 years, correct? I mean, it was shortly after you were elected mayor, I believe, that this is one of the three areas that were being kind of thrown out there as potential development. So is this similar to what was talked about 3 years ago?
Well, one thing that's changed is they've actually acquired the land. Last year, they actually executed and bought a large portion of land within Area G. The other difference, you know, when they first acquired the land, they looked at carving off a few lots on the northern side of Loomis for residential, small stuff relative to the rest of the land that they had. In those meetings, planning staff and I were constantly pressing what's the plan for the larger area. We recognized with them that there are some challenges out there with a high water table, which make it difficult to place basements in a large portion of this land, so residential development is not likely. Also talked about the concern related to the length of the water extension that's necessary. Knowing those things, I had separate meetings and conversations with this potential industrial user, was able to bring that user to Bear as an opportunity, and we've been developing that relationship since. Bringing in the industrial user creates some land for commercial development, industrial development, which opens up the opportunity for the TIF district, right? We need commercial industrial development to make a TIF district work. We can't go through that if it's entirely residential. So this is a means to an end for them. I think they do have some interest in pursuing some residential development. But some of the land will not let them do that. We've got the industrial user now who's interested in this land, so we'd like to press forward with it.
I'd make a motion to adopt, but I'd defer to the alderman of the district if he cares to make that motion. I have no issue with this then, based on what I've heard.
Thank you, Alderman. Alderman?
More discussion whether you want to do it before or after the motion.
I prefer to do it after, but let's do it now. Alderman Mayer, then Alderman D'Andrea.
Alderman Taylor brought up a good point about spreading us too thin. And a couple of years ago when things fell apart in the southeast area was because we were only focused on that area. And we still had other areas in the city. And it's nothing new for me to say, the majority of our city is in the Franklin School District. And real tax relief for our citizens, for the vast majority of our citizens, our taxpayers, is only going to happen when we develop in the Franklin School District. And so I'm happy to see this. And the majority of our city is in the Franklin School District. That's where the majority of all of our time should be focused. And the majority of all of our salaries are coming from the Franklin School District taxpayers. So I'm glad to see this, and I support it.
Thank you, Alderman D'Andrea.
In here we've got an old Area G. Is Area G being expanded, or is this the same boundary setup that was originally discussed historically?
So the Area G that's in your packet, the schematic map from the Grafe Report in 2015, I included for reference only. You know, when we enter the conversation with Ehlers, and I'll continue to work. I've already met with the city engineer and the planning manager to discuss potential development within this area. Those boundaries could change. I think there's an opportunity here where we've got the development area on the land that was acquired by Bear, which is most everything north of Loomis within this district, south of Ryan, and quite a bit of the land south of Loomis, down about halfway to Oakwood Road. There's an opportunity to draw up whatever boundaries we as a community feel are best. There's a potential that we could, as we continue to explore this, I would suggest at some point potentially we have a neighborhood meeting with the aldermen of the district to explore which properties are areas where citizens are looking to sell land and develop. You know, bringing down the utilities is the first step in getting anything in this area. But if certain neighbors are interested in selling their properties, being included in the district, I think that's an opportunity for us to take advantage of that. If we see properties that may be included in this schematic that look like they're not going to move in the near future, then perhaps we want to draw some tighter boundaries. And then look in the future, as we did with Ballpark Commons, we could either amend the district in the future if necessary, or create a separate district, depending on how development patterns start to work out in that area. So again, reference only. We can start from scratch, draw up whatever boundaries we think necessary.
And the short answer is that this map on page 31 is much larger than what is owned by Mills.
Okay.
Alderman Nelson.
Motion approved.
Second.
Discussion on motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G2, an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance text to allow a single-family residence structure temporarily remain on a construction lot. Alderman Wilhelm.
I'll make the motion to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
2017 to amend the Unified Development Ordinance.
Second.
Yeah, let's do this a little slower tonight because the deputy clerk is getting warmed up.
Oh, okay.
She's got it.
I don't have a computer,
so. Oh, okay.
Discussion of the motion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
And I can slow it down. We can slow down this meeting.
A note on this. This ordinance will go into effect without my signature. I think this is a dangerous precedent. It's not worth vetoing, but I don't support it.
Just a comment on that. I feel the city attorney did an excellent job, and the plan commission, the mayor wasn't there, but they went over every item that planning staff had, and there isn't an update in here, but there were some a little bit more accommodations that from Mr. Deedle. He said that some of the things were better met, and he had less of a concern on almost every item.
Can I just point one thing out?
Alderman Mayor.
I support this as well, and what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Our school district is, and I support this, they're building a middle school before they're tearing down mm-hmm. the old middle school, so it doesn't make sense to not allow these people to build their house and stay in the house that they're in.
So the motion carries. We'll move on to G3, an ordinance to amend 3.04.42 of the UDO. This is relative to the Rock and a Sprecher. Sprecher, we don't call it a moving
concession stand.
Okay, Alderman Mayor.
Mayor, could Glenn address the concerns brought up by Dr. Levitch, the appearance of the boxes?
That would be Mr. Deedle.
Mr. Deedle. Start with the appearance of the boxes. No.
The applicants are proposing to use this metal storage container pretty much as is. So it's going to be a metal-sided building or metal-sided structure. They're going to put a plastic wrap around it, as shown in the materials that you guys have spread out. The plastic wrap is similar to what they put on buses for advertising, so it'll be the same kind of thing. So it'll be a metal-sided storage container with this plastic wrap on it, with that Sprecher logo and name on it, and then they'll have doors and windows included in that building. They'll have the stairs on one side, they'll have the seating on top. But it will be a metal-sided building.
With the covering on?
Yeah, with the plastic wrap.
So if they don't have this there, they're still selling beer, correct?
They have two concession stands there now. But the concession stands sell beer, soda, hot dogs, hamburgers, pretzels, all that, a good variety of stuff that we believe is a concession stand.
And that will be the same with this?
No. This will just be selling primarily beer, some soda, pretzels, and chips. No hamburgers, no hot dogs, no
water. Okay. What about the submission to the county for the plan for this?
I don't know anything.
Okay.
So that would normally be between them and the county.
Would Jesse be able to address anything on that?
Mr. City Attorney.
And Mr. Dito was present at a meeting among myself and the Economic Development Director, and the senior planner also participated back in April when this subject matter arose. And we did review the Plan Development District Ordinance with regard to all of the various requirements, et cetera. That's why this is a minor amendment. And staff, following the Plan Commission, did add in an extra whereas, which was in part, as I recall, of the motion of the Plan Commission, which it adopted, stating that this is a very unique circumstance. Staff had concerns about the architecture of this particular container. But as I'm recalling, during our review back in April, the original Plan Development District Ordinance provided for four playing fields and, I believe, four concession stands, all within a specific area. And only two fields were developed, and only two concession stands were present in that particular area. So this was a unique circumstance where up to four concession stands were allowed, as well as four playing fields. So staff viewed that as a minor amendment to the Plan Development District Ordinance, so it becomes part of the Plan District Ordinance, as opposed to being some development that has to meet all these conditions before it happens. And there's a developer representative in the audience, and he can correct me, but my understanding with regard to these containers is placement, that, and specifically with regard to this one, does not require any disturbance of the actual landfill cap or anything else. It's placed on top, and so that's why staff did not see this as in violation of any term of the Plan Development District Ordinance. Staff had a lot of discussion with regard to the definition of a concession stand and whether or not this is more properly part of a drinking place under the Standard Industrial Classification Code, and that discussion went on for a number of hours over time. I can read you a number of, there is no definition of concession stand in the Unified Development Ordinance, and without going through all the detail, went through the Wisconsin statutes as well as the Wisconsin Administration Code, and basically there was no definition of a concession stand therein. With regard to the definitions, I found primarily they do discuss food and drink in the majority discussions, but there's always some mention of also places at stadiums for purchase of beer and soda and the like. So is it 100% black and white? No. Does it pass the gut test that this is a concession stand? I say yes. With regard to whether or not it's, the Common Council determines that this type of structure, if you will, is appropriate, is within the discretion of the Common Council, but staff determined that this is appropriate in procedure as a minor amendment.
You mentioned that it sits on grade. Joel can maybe answer this. If it sits on grade, could it theoretically be viewed as temporary? Could it be moved if it was an issue later? I mean, it's not like you're building a huge structure that's got a foundation.
Yes, if we added something to the PDD that says that. There's nothing in the PDD right now that calls out temporary uses other than what's normally in the UDO right now.
And I'm not even speaking from the code point of view. I'm speaking from practicality. It's not like you're building a huge foundation for a huge structure. It's a box that's sitting there.
The answer is yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Although I would mention that.
Remember who's your boss.
Exactly. Okay.
Sorry, I hate to pull rank. But.
There's five of us up here, six of us up here, actually.
You can make your statement, Joel, but...
Oh, I was just going to say that did raise that question to the applicants, you know, put as much information in your materials as you can to support your case. That was one of the things I mentioned, and they didn't say anything about it.
And that's perfectly fine. But it can be picked up and moved. It's not like there's footings and...
Right.
Mr. Earl? Yep. Okay.
So that's my question.
The applicant...
Joel, your recommendation of the decorated siding, is this picture what fits your suggestion on that?
No. We were saying that they should add some kind of siding, most likely something similar to the existing concession stands. So either wood or some, you know, cement-based product that looks like wood, as some kind of trim and decorative, as much as possible, but at a minimum, trim and decorative nature.
And who's gonna approve that then?
It's not required. It's in the materials that you have in front of you. The draft ordinance does not require that. So council would have to add that back in the draft ordinance.
It would be in if we included your recommendations, correct?
We have to make that part of the motion.
Okay. Your other recommendation about the proposed landscaping, decorating pavers, that's not currently
in? Not in here either. Also, we have to add that as a motion.
Okay. And then the hours limited to 7:30 to 10:30.
The applicant did agree with that.
He did, okay. No further questions at this time.
Alderman Dandrea, then Alderman Taylor.
I'm just going to interject here because I was the chair of the plan meeting last time we met, and the mayor was excused.
That was my 33rd wedding anniversary. So yeah. Barbara gets 25, I get 33.
So just to address some of the issues that Alderman Mayer has brought up, the Plan Commission did look at all of that, but we decided to move forward with this project as is, because this is a preface of what some of the things you are going to see in the ballpark as that project comes to us. And because it is off the street, it's buried between the two, the ballparks. It's to facilitate and allow a viewership above that would typically be blocked from side to side or ballpark to ballpark. It's a colorful, attractive, attention-getting stand that is serving its purpose. And that's what we saw it as in the Plan Commission. What our city attorney did say in regards to the deep thought and the conversations that went on were exactly that. We discussed everything about it, and I'm not going to restate it, but we did thoroughly look at all this, and our recommendation for the plan was to move forward with this.
Alderman Taylor.
Thank you, Your Honor. First off, I'm not sure. I walked in a few minutes late. I was at a retirement party downtown, and I only caught the last portion of the normal anti-rock rhetoric. So I did hear something about Milwaukee County, and they're fully aware of what's going on here. The Parks Department, who runs, it has the management agreement with Zimmerman, knows fully well what's going on. So that concern can be, throw in the trash bucket.
That was the nature of the question, though.
Right. So the county. So there's your answer. Regarding the actual appearance of the building, if anybody gets out of the city of Franklin and they've gone to, which actually right now at Fremming Park is the Sprecher Traveling Beer Garden. And if you take a look at the vehicles that are there, they have some color and some pizzazz to it. And we do this all throughout Milwaukee County. And if anybody follows me on Facebook, they'll see that I'm at a number of these tappings of kegs at these different locations, and that's how these different, like, moving vehicles look. So this is something that is temporary, which is why you wouldn't put up brick pavers and spend money on something that's not going to be there forever. So the two issues that I think are in the motion that is excluded, they make sense. So I just want to add that.
Alderman Willem?
I did a little research on the 3M wrap, and this is becoming a widely used concept on even some very high-end buildings in larger cities, where they're putting some pretty extensive designs on them. So I don't really have a problem with that at all. As far as the construction, some of these containers are built better than some of the concession stands I've seen used with the little floppy top that pops down and barely is held in place. So I don't have a problem with the construction of it. And I, as far as the alcohol use, beer is not a hard liquor. I'm not a drinker, but I can understand the desire for them to want to have the beer with the baseball mix, and I'm not opposed to that concept either. So,
Alderman Mayer.
I got to admit, when I first heard the concept of bringing basically dumpsters to the what has been referred to sometimes as a dump site, I thought it was a little disgusting, kind of like rubbing mud in your eye. But I've been assured that it's going to look good. This picture does look fairly decent.